have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this beautiful, wonderful, amazing Thursday. So get this in your spirit. Ain't got no bad day. Every day with Jesus is a good day. Every day you wake up with God is a what?
A good day.
Now let me put my preaching voice on.
Joshua was being charged in chapter 1, starting at verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, as I was with Moses.
All right.
So I will be with you. I will not leave you
nor
forsake
you.
Oh, we got to get this because it's taking us all the way back to the beginning of the week.
Yes.
When one person arises, it makes way for the next group to arise. We know that Gideon, we were talked about on Monday in Judges chapter 7, he had to first arise and overcome his own insecurities, his own thoughts of himself. He had to overcome. He had to arise first in order to encourage people, his people that he was leading, to arise and to pursue everything that God had for them, even when it looked impossible. Now we have another example in Joshua chapter 1. He'd be telling Joshua, as I was with Moses, I will also be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. You saw Moses arise in the face of adversity. You saw Moses arise even after he made mistakes. You saw Moses continue until the end. Moses stood up on a mountain at the end of his life. The Bible says he was 120 years old and that his eyesight was not diminished in any way. And he stood from that place and he saw everything that had been promised unto him. But he was not able to go in. He had did something along the way that resulted in the consequence that he would not go in. That he saw it with his eyes, but he was not able to go in. But he had to continue to train up Joshua.
Yes.
He had to continue to lead in his time in order to pass the baton. So he stands at the top of the mountain and he sees it before he leaves this earth. He sees everything that was promised unto them. So he had to maintain through all that time, through the time when he was told, you ain't going in, he still maintained the integrity of the vision, the integrity of the purpose, the integrity of the journey. And he continued to train up Joshua. He continued to lead the people. And he stood there right before he's taken away and he sees it. Now, Joshua has to arise into that position. He's arising to the position of leadership. He saw Moses. He was Moses's assistant. They were very close. He was with Moses wherever Moses went. There was Joshua. Joshua, the assistant, the son of Nun. Talks about it all different places. Where Moses was when he was leading, Joshua was right there as what? The assistant. There were times when Moses would go out, and it says that Joshua would stay back in the tabernacle. He was studying. He's learning this thing. And now here comes the transition. Moses sees it, but he can't enter in. But Joshua is ready to enter in. So Joshua now goes through this period of mourning, which is normal. He goes through the normal mourning period. But God tells him now, baby, it's time to get up off your face.
Yes.
It's time for you to do what you've been trained to do. So God is saying that unto you this morning. It is time for you to do what you have been trained to do. He told Joshua in chapter 1, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. So it is your time. It is your turn to get up and to do what you have been trained to do. God is for you. He is telling you on this morning, be strong and very courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. Don't be a worry wart, as they say. Don't be a coulda, shoulda, woulda, all that. No. Do what you have been trained to do. God has trained you strategically through your life in different areas, different times in your childhood, when you worked here, when you worked there, when you had an interaction with this person, when you had an interaction with that person, when you were here, when you were there. All that training, God is calling on us to use it in this time.
We got to be ready mm-hmm. to do. Everything about God is to do. When he speak, then it follow us with some action. Moses, God said, on Moses' answer, stretch your rod. Always. Mm-hmm. Everything, when God speak, it follows with action. That's what I was mm-hmm. looking for this morning, Diane. Mm-hmm. When God speak, it follows with action. And action produce result. So when God speaks, it follows with action. And the action produce result. And God gets the glory.
And just the example you just gave, Pastor just gave, Exodus chapter 14, when Moses was directed to lift up the rod.
Yeah.
That was at a critical time. And baby, 2022 is a critical time.
Yes.
They were in a critical time. They were coming out of bondage. They came out of Egypt, and the enemy was right behind them, pursuing them. That sin don't want to let you go. Pharaoh had agreed, yeah, bye, go ahead. Mm. But he changed his mind. Sin don't want to let you go. So Pharaoh and his army and the great chariots and stuff began to pursue the children of Israel. So as they're leaving the bondage, as they're walking away from Egypt, as they're being delivered, the enemy comes in great pursuit of them. The finest of the finest military comes in great pursuit behind them. And they come into a position where they're cornered. In front of them is the Red Sea, and behind them is Pharaoh's army. And Moses had to be obedient right then. When the God said, lift up your rod, they had not practiced this.
No.
There was no precedent for this.
No.
This was the first time I've seen in the Bible where the water parted.
Yes.
After this, there were times, accounts where the water parted on different occasions.
Yes.
Did for Joshua when the priest's feet went in the water, different things.
And
but
Elijah.
Not before.
Yeah.
It didn't happen before this.
No, yeah.
So there was no precedent for this. So when God said, lift up your rod, Moses had to be obedient right then.
And I'm confident
that it would work.
Work, okay.
Right then. So he lifts up his rod, and it says that the water becomes a wall to the left and a wall to the right, and that they all pass through. This is a lot of people. This ain't four people. This is hundreds of thousands of people. Now, they all have to walk through. Think about that. Think about when you're just going into a theme park or something, and you maybe have a couple hundred people, or you're going through TSA in the airport. And you might have a couple hundred people, how that looks and how much time that takes. This is hundreds of thousands of people.
You have to have total dependency.
And every position in that line. Because you say, well, if they were close by Moses, then maybe they were had more confidence. Or if they, no. Every position in that line.
Yes.
They had to operate in their own faith.
Total
to be able to cross. This wasn't one step. It didn't take one step to cross through the Red Sea. This was many steps. So every position in that line, everybody had to operate in their own measure of faith. Say, oh, well, they were with Moses. The closer ones to Moses, they probably had no problem. No, they were first. They were in the beginning. They were doing something that they've never seen anybody do before. At least the people, number 50,000, saw 50,000 people before them do it, but they still had to operate in their own level of faith that the water wasn't about to close in on them. So they get all the way through off of the obedience, the quick obedience of Moses to do it. They all get through. Now, as soon as they all get through safely, And the army of Pharaoh start coming to try to go through that same pathway. It says that their wheels began to fall off their chariots. They start driving all crazy, and the water closes in over them. So the enemy that they saw before, the word says that they'll never see again. The enemy that was pursuing them, we got to get this, because God has brought us out in order to bring us through, in order to bring us to. He didn't just bring us out just so we could be out. He brought you out to bring you through, to bring you to. So we have to do what? Know what to do, know how to do it, and have the courage to do it.
The key is having the what?
The courage
to do it. Anything God tells me or he tells you to do, it requires courage to do it. It's going to, Joshua, only be strong. Joshua, be strong and be courageous. Joshua, have a good courage. Encourage to do it. God has to build Joshua up. Because when we face the giants, it's going to take courage to pursue.
And everything that we were just talking about with the Red Sea, all that is in Exodus chapter 14. So Exodus 14, 13, it's starting right there. It says, "And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again, no more forever." So he prophesied this, because in verse 13, they hadn't yet got washed out in the Red Sea yet. They hadn't even crossed through themselves the Red Sea yet. But he said it before he saw it. What did he say? "Those who you see today, the Egyptians that you see today, the enemy that is pursuing you today, you shall see again no more forever." Verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Verse 15, "And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." So we have to move from this point where we're just crying out to God, to doing what he is telling us to do. Instantaneous obedience. Moses had instantaneous obedience. Verse 16, "But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." So when we go down to verse 21, it says, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided." So instantaneous obedience. When God says it, we must know that it is already done and it is time to do it. I want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also stream live on Facebook Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
All right, man. Excited to jump into the Word of God in these moments that we got together on this podcast. What we do is we read a chapter of the Bible the night before. We read it the morning of. Then we go into our Maranatha location studio and we